107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and in the studio with me with the Stratford Public Library, it's Shauna Kostacki here to give us our bi-weekly SPL update. How are you?
I'm really well, Kate. Thanks so much for having me. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fabulous, and I'm so excited that you're here. We're talking back to school.
We are, Library's so excited to be welcoming back all the students and the teachers again. I've got lots of great stuff going on this school year for students and teachers at the library. So main things to know is that we have lots of free services. We have lots of like social supports to help out when things are hard at school. Mm-hmm. And we always want to be a friendly, welcoming space for everybody.
Absolutely. Yes. And the resources are just bountiful.
Yeah. We are so lucky. We've got a lot of really great stuff. So any high school students that need to come in and do research, we can help you with your research. So if you haven't gotten used to doing your searches yet and you don't know what counts as a credible like primary source or secondary source, we can set you up. We can help you out with that. We can show you how to use the databases. We've got databases for science projects, for history projects, lots of databases pertaining to news. So just ask us. We're so happy to help. It's our favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Also can help you find a great read in between projects if you're bored.
Absolutely.
I know boredom doesn't happen much in the school year, but just in case. for the littler kids, for the elementary students, same thing. We're happy to show them how to do some research. We do have some kid-friendly databases that where the interface is a little bit easier to use. We can show them all the little tips and tricks for that, just to get them used to doing proper research, you know, not Absolutely. Just doing a TikTok search or a Google search, you know.
Yeah, it's never too early to learn.
Yeah, for sure. So lots of great stuff for the students. And then for teachers, we've got lots too. We actually have a special library card for teachers called an educator card. And what that does is it lets teachers check out a volume of items. They can keep it for twice the normal loan period, can renew it as long as nobody else has a hold on it, just like any other library resources.
Awesome.
But the cool thing with this card is there aren't late fees. Just, you know, if something gets lost or damaged, there's a replacement for that. But otherwise, they can take stuff for a good long while and not have to worry about having to pay any money.
Amazing.
Yeah. And once they have that card, they will sometimes get like a newsletter geared to teachers sent to them as well if they sign up for email. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, with just updates about cool stuff that we're doing that might pertain to their kids. So
amazing. And aside from resources and research, we also have other ways to support the teachers and students during the school year.
So we're open late. Most evenings we're open till 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Thursday. So, you know, if teachers or students need to come in to do any prep or any homework or working ahead on things, we're there and we're happy to help. We're also there on the weekends too, which is kind of nice. I know the school libraries are doing great stuff, but it's the kids all go home on the weekends and then they still have homework to do. So we hang around. We've got quiet study space. We've got a quiet study room. So just in case the library can sometimes get pretty active, there is one room you can go to where you know it will be peaceful and quiet. So if you don't know where that is, staff are happy to show you. But then, you know, like, life can also get in the way of school, and so we try to make sure that we have like lots of social supports to kind of wrap around the educational experience. And so one of the cool things we're really excited to offer this particular fall is an anti-hate education program.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, Wednesday from 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, Sarah McIntyre Roy from CMHA, she comes into the library and she's there for the kids who are in the library for lunch anyway. If they're having any issues with bullying or any kind of hate-related issues, you know, you hate to hear about it, but it happens in our community. She's there to provide supports. She's also available for any caregivers. So any parents or caregivers in the kids' lives who are just kind of at a loss for next steps with something happening. Mm-hmm. If her timing in the library doesn't work, the library staff have her contact information. Happy to share.
Fabulous.
Yeah. We also have children's resource consultant drop-in. So that's a couple of staff who come in from the city, and they're just there to provide different developmental milestone resources for parents. So if you're not sure if your kid's potty training on time or if they might need some speech support or anything like that, they come in. So that is Mondays 2:15 to 4:15 on the kids floor.
Amazing.
We're really excited to have that. Yeah. And then, you know, we've got our social worker. She's here from 1 to 3 on September 23rd up on the main floor. So, you know, any kind of issues that a social worker can help with, she's around. She can help with housing stuff. She can help with emotional support stuff and referrals to different kinds of counseling services. So she's really lovely. We're really glad to have her. And we have, for adults who are continuing their lifelong learning journey, mm-hmm. We have office hours with adult learning. That's the third Wednesday of each month, 1 to 3. Her next visit will be September 17th. So basically, we just refer to her as like a guidance counselor for being an adult. Like, are you thinking about a new career? She can kind of help you come up with your path. Are you thinking about picking up a new hobby? She can help you find resources to support that.
So oh, that's awesome.
They are so fun. They do a lot of really cool stuff. So we'd be really excited to see people come in and make better use of her, for sure. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, September is back to school time, and it's all about new beginnings
and starting over,
picking up new things. So.
Yeah, and for people of all ages, right? Like, not just for the kiddos, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're glad we can be there for everybody. So, awesome. Yeah, students from 5 to 105, we say.
I love it.
Yeah. And then the other thing we have coming up is Welcoming Week. So that runs September 12th to the 21st. It's actually a bit more than a week, which is nice. And that's an initiative that's kind of, it's spreading around North America. It started in 2012. And it's meant to help newcomers from all over the world just feel more welcome in our communities. And we know from some local studies that have been done that newcomers in this particular area do tend to feel a bit outside and left out.
Right.
So SPL is excited to be a part of Welcoming Week. We've got a tour coming up next Monday where we're going to take some people around the library, just show them all the different resources we offer, all the different language collections that we offer, but also some databases that we offer that you can search in different languages, provide media from all over the world, which is kind of nice if they want to read newspapers from where they're from. We've got access to that for them. Yeah, so that's going to be neat. That's in partnership with the YMCA, who offers settlement services in the library every Thursday afternoon. And we love working with them, so we're really excited to do a bit more of an in-depth program with them and meet more of the people that they work with regularly. So
that is so cool. So Welcoming Week, again, that's September 12th to 21st.
Yeah.
And of course, all the details about everything we've talked about are at splibrary.ca.
Exactly.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, we are excited for back to school at the library and new beginnings. And Shauna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great day.